This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
Be with you this fine Friday morning. We do have the text line up if you wanted to message the show at any time, 800-905-0989. That would be a really easy way for you to do that, so feel free to make that happen. And I have to say, it's going to be, I think, one of those days where there's a ton of things that we have to talk about, and for whatever reason, there could be one news bit that throws the wrench into the gears, and next thing you know, that's the only thing we're talking about. It feels like it could be one of those type of mornings. Lee Rogers, good morning to you, sir. Good. I'm being prophetic. I don't know. I feel like something could happen today at any given time. I don't know why. Just one of those feelings. So the big news last night was that CBS canceled The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and everyone's talking about this, and the late night shows were talking about it too, and apparently Stephen Colbert was talking about it. And I wanted to look at the ratings. I thought, okay, how are the ratings doing? And I think the last ones I could find, this is 7+ viewers. And it said for Stephen Colbert, he roughly had an audience of 2.4 million people. That was larger than Jimmy Fallon. That was larger than Jimmy Kimmel. So of those in its time slot, it seemed to have the higher share. If you compare that to Greg Gutfeld on Fox News, now keep in mind it's earlier, but still, Greg Gutfeld has 3.28 million people watching his show, more than Stephen Colbert. I want to point out that I think Stephen Colbert has like 200 people working on his show, and Greg Gutfeld has like a dozen people working on his show. And I think Stephen Colbert, during his last contract, was making about $15 million a year. He does less shows. He has a smaller audience and a giant staff of who knows who they're paying on that staff. And on top of that, I think it was rightly pointed out that he's, for the most part, welcoming Democratic surrogates on a show all the time. It's very political in that sense. So he gets let go. Democrats go crazy in an instance like this because I think they lose a venue to put their candidates and their politicians on to spin their message. There's not enough people watching it. Too much money is being spent on it. CBS finally pulls the plug, and he destroyed the seat that David Letterman built. Do you ever watch Colbert at all? Yeah, but I'm so glad you didn't say, oh, I remember Ed Sullivan was staying up late to watch the Beatles. Oh, Lee Rogers. Oh, yeah. But I never got into Carson. That was before my time. I think the only late night person I watched was David Letterman. And I don't know if that was just accidentally, but I love the top 10 list. And I think that was the thing that got me to tune back in. Yeah. So CBS says it's a financial decision. Some people on the late night shows, Democrats, they're throwing some doubt onto that. They're basically saying, don't you know last week Stephen Colbert criticized his own company for settling with Donald Trump? And they said they thought that was the reason why this announcement's coming up. I'll tell you this. They don't fire you a year and a half in advance if you said something they didn't want you saying, they would have done it on the spot.
Well, there's something else afoot here.
What's that?
Well, I'm just saying when you fire somebody like that or cancel a show, they didn't really fire him. They just simply canceled the show. Yeah. And I mean, obviously, he's going to lose the job, but they have canceled the show because it was interesting. I think somebody was mentioning, it may have been in the Fox News report, where, you know, they haven't scheduled anything in its place. They're simply saying, okay, this show's going to go away. And so
people aren't consuming that type of content.
I think that, and as you pointed out, I think it is the cost of producing this show, the amount of staff that they have, and what was not addressed is probably the lack of ad revenue. Because, you know, if something costs a lot to produce, but you make a lot of money selling ads on it, who cares? That's the point.
Yeah.
But I don't know that at that time slot, when you have declining viewership, when you have other network shows that are beating it, even if he's doing better than what's on ABC and NBC at that same time slot,
yeah.
when you got the Fox cable channel beating it, you know, that's you are not long for this world in this business.
Here, this is what I was thinking. Stephen Colbert. This probably went through his mind. Man, we could go for another pandemic right about now. That would have saved the show.
Exactly.
Oh, man, if we could get some of that pharmaceutical money.
Or exactly.
Oh, yeah. No, I was thinking the pharmaceutical
money.
Well,
yeah, there's,
oh,
that's
we could
true,
just
yeah.
run those yeah. shot ads all night. Yeah. Oh, we could be raking it in because they love this show.
Oh, yeah.
And oh,
I'll bet there's folks in his audience that are still wearing masks. So.
You know, I don't know. It's what they're going to do. I'm guessing he's going to get more and more unhinged the further along the show goes, if that's even possible.
That's what I was going to say. I don't know how more unhinged you can have. There's the part that detaches to the door frame here. There's a part that attaches to the door frame over there. I'm not even saying that there's a bolt in the hinge anymore. He's pretty much out there.
Wait until AI bots start getting on this news story. Yeah. They're going to start putting out the fake photos. Letterman's coming back.
There you go. Yeah. They'll do a shot with him where he shaved his beard.
Everyone, just be on the lookout because you're going to start seeing the fake AI photos as we go.
Yeah, Letterman's going to need a gig because his race team, Ray Hall Letterman Racing, is not doing too well. So.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I don't know much about Letterman. I do see him doing interviews here and there.
Yeah, he and Bobby Rahal have got a racing team together in the IndyCar series, yeah.
But I'm looking at some of the text messages. Nobody in New York City is talking about Colbert or all of the rest of the liberal Democrat late-night talk shows. Is that right? You think?
I think that has a lot to do with it. In fact, just tangentially, I was talking with one of the folks here. When's the last time you heard somebody talk about what was going on Today's Show or Good Morning America?
Very rarely.
That used to be in this business. We used to have audio that we would play from an appearance of some politician or, you know, president, congressman or whatever that had been on the Today Show or Good Morning America. What's the CBS show? I don't even know what they call it anymore. No, nothing. There's absolutely nothing. There's absolutely, to me, no attention is paid to that from a news standpoint whatsoever, and I can't remember the last time anybody even said anything about something that happened on one of these morning network television shows.
Yeah, because, I mean,
they're irrelevant. They're absolutely
what
irrelevant.
Interests us. We have the ability to grab what interests us from anywhere.
Yeah,
we don't have to
right.
settle for
well, and,
whatever's coming
and,
up.
And this goes into
programs.
One of the next things you're probably going to be talking about is about the defunding of NPR and PBS, because there's – what's – the point, and I got a kick out of Chuck Schumer's point he was making about this. Oh, the next time there's a hurricane or a tornado, PBS or NPR may be the only out. The bull. Schumer,
yeah,
what world
garbage.
Are you living in? There's nobody even on staff at those stations. I mean, they're being run by computer somewhere when those things happen. Whereas this station, you know, obviously our folks have made a concerted effort to have the, you know, our staff meteorologists that are always on call and always got things on here. And you hear us break in about the news stories, whether there's a severe thunderstorm or a tornado warning or whatever. We have that here. You know, we're an over-the-air commercial broadcast station. Believe me, it's not NPR or PBS that you're going to be turning to. We're already here.
100%. And that was proven in Texas with the flooding.
Yeah, it was the local stations.
They weren't even on. So it was the local radio commercial stations that were covering
it.
The
capitalistic free market over-the-air broadcast stations. Yes.
Yeah, we're going to have to talk more about this over the course of the show. But when it comes to funding I said this on a couple of different occasions, but we're in competition with these entities that get money from the government to operate, over-operate.
Right.
We as an industry have cut back, and we've lost so many good people in the industry because it's shrinking. Why should we subsidize with our tax money other entities so they can continue to not do a good job, and actually a poorer job than what we are doing? Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous.
Yep.
And that's our competition. We're giving money to them. Forget that. Why should we be rooting for that? Okay, Lee Rogers, looking forward to having a fun show with you this morning. Who knows? Anything can happen at any given time. I saw the story about the Senate GOP blocking the resolution demanding Trump release the Epstein files, but there could be a transcript coming out. We're going to talk about that coming up, too. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Tara. Don't go anywhere. News Talk 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart. We're here.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Say it twice. I'm Ryan Recker, and I'm looking at some of the text messages that are coming in. If you want to message the show, 800-905-0989. It says, my cell phone is my TV. That's interesting, because I feel like in a lot of ways, I watch most of my TV on the toilet as well. Isn't that just a fancy way of saying that you spend too much time alone in the bathroom watching YouTube on your phone? One person said, TV is as dead as the dodo bird. I don't know if that's true. So I think about the 2000s, and they said there was this resurgence of television shows. You had Breaking Bad and Game of Thrones, and I'm trying to think of all these other giant marquee type of TV must watches that were coming on back in the day. And then they kind of went away, you know, in the early 2010s or so, and there hasn't really been many great television shows that grab people's attention until now. It seems like all of a sudden there are a lot of shows people are interested in. So it's starting to make a comeback. I think they go through ebbs and flows. I find myself, at least as a consumer, realizing that Another person said, no, broadcasting has expanded to everyone's cell phone. I am broadcasting now. I guess if you are texting us and I read that text message out loud, I guess that is kind of a roundabout way of broadcasting. So thank you for those text messages. I like seeing them. 800-905-0989 is how you can reach the show. So one of the new developments in this Epstein case is that President Trump has directed Attorney General Pam Bondi to release relevant grand jury testimony in the case of sex predator and disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein. And I always like to see how Jeffrey Epstein is titled. Sex predator, child sex predator, child sex trafficker, disgraced financier is an understatement. But this is what I think the Trump administration, and Donald Trump in particular, could redeem himself and has in other instances by changing course abruptly. I remember it might have been mid-2000s or late 2000s. There was a quote from Donald Trump. I posted this on Facebook. This was probably like 2007 or something like that, well before he was looked at as a viable political candidate, but maybe a rumored one, but not a real candidate. And Donald Trump posted something along the, or said something along the lines of, only stupid people never change their minds. And I remember thinking about that. I thought, oh, that's really interesting. That's only, of course, one line of a longer quote, a longer thought pattern. But I posted it on social media and I said, is he right? Only stupid people never change their minds. And there was a lot of reactions to it. And the more I thought about it, I thought about all the different business people I respected, all the different inventors, the entertainers. So many of them have changed course when they realized the things they were doing were not working. So they found either a different way of doing it, or they completely went in a different direction and they became hyper successful after that because they were trying out something new. It didn't work. They tried something different. It worked and they went with it. So I feel the pattern for Donald Trump is there, that he realizes if things aren't working the way you thought they work, you can shift a little or pivot, and you may actually come out with a better outcome. Just because it wasn't the first course of action doesn't mean it's not the outcome you're trying to get. When it comes to the Epstein stuff, I think he realizes he's in quicksand, because this is a type of topic where people are scratching their head and saying, why would you tell people to don't look at the man behind the curtain? This Wizard of Oz stuff, when a lot of what we know about you is we are going to pull back the curtain and we're going to show you exactly what's behind there. If he comes out and says, okay, we're going to release the transcript, or maybe he reverses course on a special prosecutor or something, one, it could kick the can down a little bit further if he really has no intention of showing anything, but it'll at least kick it down further. But two, maybe there is something there, and let's say he's being honest about this. Maybe there is something that he missed. And I think people honestly would be better off understanding and knowing who this child sex predator trafficker was engaging with and what his client list looked like. I think most people understand that the Democrats right now are using this as an opportunity. They're opportunistic. Never let a good tragedy go to waste, or whatever they say. What's the line that Rahm Emanuel said? Never let a good crisis go to waste. And one of the clips, and this is Chris Cuomo on his show on News Nation last night, he was just leaning into the Democrats. He's saying, you're so phony right now. He says, the left, you're trying to go all in on Epstein after not caring about Epstein at all and then calling it a conspiracy after all this time. Here's part of Chris Cuomo.
Just making a mistake going all in on this Epstein BS. You did nothing to release any information about this case on your watch, okay? And you watched a woman go down for Epstein's crimes and did nothing to add to any sense of accountability for anybody else then. So going all in now is obvious and gratuitous and ugly. Okay. And look, I get the play. This is bad for Trump. So we got to be all in there. You need to give the majority reason to believe that you would be better.
And they're not, because they can't and they won't. because it's not possible to be better under them. And I think that Chris Cuomo makes a pretty good point. We're going to have to talk about this more over the course of the show. I actually have two fantastic guests to talk about this coming up later in the show. But joining us after the break here in just about 5 minutes, Dr. Patrick Porter. He's an expert in brain health. And there was an interesting study that came out. Do negative thoughts damage your brain? I thought to myself, oh no, how much brain damage do I have already? Everything I think about is negative. I look at the news, I read the news, I consume the news. It's all negative. Am I doing myself a disservice? Am I self-inflicted brain damage from all of this bad news? So we're going to talk to someone that's an expert in brain health coming up after the break, and we're going to ask him about that. Dr. Patrick Porter coming up. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Tara. Don't go anywhere. If you want to message the show, 800-905-0989. You're listening to News Talk 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart. We're here.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
So when I saw this question, I thought, oh no, this is not good for me. Do negative thoughts give you brain damage? Do negative thoughts damage your brain? See, it's not good. I can't even get the question out. Joining us now is Dr. Patrick Porter, expert in brain health. Dr. Porter, thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me.
We're surrounded by negative thoughts. I just go through the news websites every morning, try to understand what's going on in the world. It's one headline after another of bad thoughts. It gets in your brain. You think about those things. I'm doomed. I feel like in the radio industry, if negative thoughts give you brain damage, it's over for me. Is it true? Is that possible?
Well, what they're saying is that negative thoughts cause you to go into a sympathetic state, which means that your blood flow stops, your oxygen, nutrients, and vital organs will start to shut down because of those thoughts. They've actually proven this. So it's not somebody says it's just a thought. No, it's actually a physiological response to our body.
Oh wow! So it's how I react to the thoughts mostly. If like let's say I'm able to digest the news without being impacted by it too much. I'm looking at it as a commodity. There may be hope for me.
Yes. Yes, if you're an optimistic person, you're going to actually, the studies have shown that they live about 6.5 years longer if you're optimistic rather than being a pessimist. So you want to be an optimistic person, but sometimes the news just looks at everything that's going on around us and it's very fearful. You know, there's a lot of stress, a lot of anxiety, depression, things like that. We can't dwell on those things. We need to dwell on the positive, the optimistic parts of our lives.
What if I look at the news like a sociopath, where I just have no emotion whatsoever, no emotional connection? So that's a pretty good defense mechanism then, I guess.
Well, yeah, a lot of people they're not in touch with or connected to their feelings. And feelings are, think of energy and motion, emotion. Mm-hmm. So we need to keep them in motion. All negative emotions have one thing in common. We stop breathing. So the best thing the listeners can do is when you start to feel these kind of emotions is to breathe. To breathe in deeply, let out completely, let your body breathe. And what will happen is your body will create a homeostasis, a balanced place. And then your brain will be able to function better. Your thoughts will be better. You'll start having more positive reminiscences instead of these negative reminiscences that happen.
Let's look at this, like, I guess, on a societal level. And you're married, you have kids. There's a certain amount of joy of seeing the little things in life. Does that actually help you? Can you say that maybe a traditional lifestyle, there's something to that when it comes to maybe your health?
Yes. I mean, life is like a cycle. I mean, you think about your favorite movie. It goes through the really high times, the really low times. But at the end of the movie, hopefully they leave you with a really high moment. It's those high moments, those positive moments that we want to focus on. You know, the old song, remember the positive, eliminate the negative, you know, things like this. You know, you want to just focus on those positive experiences, make them vivid, bright, in color, with sound, experiencing them and relive them. They will help your memories.
Are you thinking about the don't worry, be happy?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
You know, it's funny because a whole generation may know that song based on the singing fish novelty toy people that were popular there in the 2000s. Dr. Patrick Porter joining us, expert in brain health. By the way, if people wanted to look you up online, where can they go?
Go to braintap.com. They can do a 14-day trial where we'll show you how you can. There's three times during the day that you really need it. I say to people, it's an energy equation. Your brain needs energy. So if you have energy, you're happy, you're healthy, you're great for your community. If you're depressed, anxious, stressed out, worried, you have low energy. So we need to raise our frequency and raise our energy levels. And we can do that through a lot of different methodologies. And they can learn that at braintap.com.
See, I don't get stressed out that often. I feel lucky in that sense because instances that are high stress for some people do not register with me. For whatever reason, I'm able to keep pretty calm, which is good. What's this part I saw? Negative emotions heighten brain activity but didn't help memory. So how do negative emotions play into your brain activity but also considering it didn't help your memory?
Well, what it is our brain has something called the reticular activating system, which means it's always observing our environment. And in this environment we're in, are we safe? Is it helpful? Are we okay? Can we be ourselves, or do we have to pretend to be somebody different? Our brain is always asking those questions all the time. And so if there's a negative experience that happens, then we mark that out, because our brain is really there to protect us. So even though they say that we have 50,000 thoughts a day and 80% of them are negative, that's because it's trying to protect us from getting harmed. We want to be proactive and be positive, but we also have to remember that it wasn't too long ago, you know, 300 years ago, 400,000 years ago, or whatever, we were apes or whatever, you know, if you think about the evolution of process. So we were part of the food chain. Now we're the top of the food chain. But those still, all of those premonitions, all of those genetic inheritances are still in there in the brain, affecting the way we see, hear, express, experience life.
Hmm. What's the worst thing you think you can do for your brain health? Is it diets? Is it just negative thoughts? What's like some outside of playing professional football? What's the worst thing you can do for your brain health?
Well, the number one worst thing you can do is, I'll give you a few. Number one is eat sugar. Sugar is probably the worst neurotoxin for the brain because it tricks the brain. The brain needs sugar, but it needs glucose. So when you think about, they call them ketones. So the brain needs a different type of sugar. It doesn't need a Snickers bar, in other words. The other is hydration. Most people don't realize that 90% of the problems that are out there in the world today are because people are under, they don't have enough water in their system. They're drinking sodas, coffees, teas, and we need to drink half our body's weight in ounces of water. The other is they're eating the wrong fats. You know, fried foods are not good for you, and they actually attack our body and cause problems in the brain. But we do need fats, so that's why we crave them. But we need essential fats like omega-3s and 6s. And those can be found in avocados and other things like that. But also, one of the tips I always give people is just change out your salad dressing. Don't use the salad dressing on the shelf. Use olive oil, real olive oil. Make sure it's real olive oil. And use Italian seasoning, salt and pepper. If you do that, they've actually shown a 40% reduction in dementia symptoms with just doing one tablespoon of olive oil a day. So, I mean, there are things you can do, but you have to stop doing the things that are causing all the damage. You know, you have to repair yourself first and then build the new roads.
So how do you rank my breakfast this morning? I had coffee and sweet tarts.
As they say in China, you're chasing the dragon. You know, you just put your body into a glycemic. We call it. We jokingly say it's a glycemic nightmare. You know, your insulin pump is now working overtime to balance out your blood sugar. It probably will not do it today. Because at 2 o'clock this afternoon, your temperature is going to drop 2 degrees. You're going to have a craving for something. And depending on what you choose at that moment, it's going to also spiral you into something else. So it's a whole cycle thing. So your breakfast is so important, but it's not important that you just eat anything. You have to eat fat, fiber, and protein. Good fat.
At about 2 p.m., I'll eat gummy nerds as my snack.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're going to be spitting out sooner or later.
Okay, I'm in trouble. All right, just for the sake of time, I want to make sure people can look you up online again. Dr. Patrick Porter, where can they go?
Go to braintap.com and then get some free tips. There's a 14-day free trial they can try, and they can start to use some of our brainwave entrainment using light, sound, and vibration to train the brain to work in harmony with nutrition, movement, and cognitive processes.
You know, just one last quick question. I know that there's a big emphasis, Robert Kennedy Jr., basically saying to the FDA and some of these other agencies, hey, we just need to drop some of these artificial stuffs in food. It's not adding or taking away any taste. We just got to get rid of these things because even small differences, small little changes like that can make a big difference over time. Do you agree with that?
Yes, they're called excitotoxins. Actually, our body, for instance, I just tell people, remember the last birthday party you were at? Kids were all fine until they broke out the candy.
Oh, yeah.
Look what happened. They became a group of spazzes because that sugar is a neurotoxin. That's just one of them. Like Oreos have 16 different neurotoxins.
Oh, I bet. Well, that's the thing. I see these studies sometimes, and they'll say, you know what, that's a myth, that giving kids sugar changes their behavior. I'm like, you're crazy. You've never had kids if you believe that.
You've never been to a birthday party. You know,
they start saying,
Betty's bad or Fred's bad or whatever. It's the sugar that's causing them to do that because the sugar in the food is actually interacting with their chemical solutions in their body and causing their brain to interact. So it's not just one thing, it's all things, but you have to have a good, healthy diet. You have to have a lot of fiber in your diet, the adequate amount of fat, fiber, and protein. That's what's most important for people in today's life, because most of our food, if you look at the food, when you look at your labels, these are lacking in most things that come in a can, bottle, or wrapper. You know, we need to eat more fresh, live foods. I'm not against you. You can have your cakes and things like that. You can have your gummies at night or whatever. But you have to balance that out with having the right kind of fiber and the right kind of liquid.
Protein, fiber, good
water.
So important. All right. One last time, Dr. Patrick Porter, what's your website?
BrainTap.com.
Got it. Dr. Patrick Porter, thanks for joining us this morning. We really appreciate the time.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Tara. Feel free to message the show, 800-905-0989. You're listening to News Talk 98.9 WORD. Hey, producer Tim, I got laughed at when I told the doctor my breakfast was coffee and sweet tarts. What do you think about my breakfast? Do you think it's a good breakfast?
That's a breakfast of champions.
Isn't it, though? What did you say your breakfast was? You wake up and you put in the dip or something? What's your breakfast?
No, I don't do that. No. my breakfast, usually I'll stop at like a Spinks or something and get like a biscuit. And then I always drink a tea because I cut out sodas. I do not dip. That's gross.
That is gross. There's a lot of gross stuff out there.
No offense, but it's just not my thing.
I know. You see the Mountain Dew bottles that are a little brown on the bottom, you know what's up.
Yeah, that, and when you get out of the car and you like step in some that somebody's like spilled out all over the ground.
Gross. I don't even want to think about it. Yeah. Of all the things to step into, I guess that may be one of the least gross things. I mean, there's a lot of gross stuff you could find on the ground at a gas station.
Yeah.
So the doctor didn't like it, my sweet tarts and coffee for breakfast. In fact, I think during the break, I might get another second cup of coffee and slam a couple of more sweet tarts.
I'm about to say, no more sweet tarts.
No, I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
One person texted in and said, going to hit the olive oil supply today. Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
Big news, Congress is now sending the bill clawing back $9 billion in foreign aid, public media funds to Trump's desk that had to be signed, I believe, by today. So first went through the Senate, now through the House. It's going to be sent to the desk of the president. And of that $9 billion, you're going to start seeing some things like money back that was already allocated for like public broadcasting. This is a great thing. And I talked about this just briefly to Lee Rogers, and maybe we do it again at the next break that we have here after the news. But as a radio station that serves the public, one that gives not only news but entertainment, one that gives vital weather alerts, I would say stations like this and many others better serve than any of these NPR PBS stations that probably have doubled the staff or maybe tripled the staff that are getting government money for people to not serve as good as ones that are privately entitied. So we may have to talk about this more. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in. If you want to message the show, 800-905-0989. You're listening to News Talk 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.